Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Greg Gross. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Wilson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Wilson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Stone. And now, play ball. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Cardenal. May reaches second base with a double. Cedeno goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Astros. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Stone. May moves to third. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive towards first. Thornton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gross, who is chasing the ball. Kessinger reaches third base with a triple. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. It's Astros, 1, Cubs, 1. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cardenal moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field. Watson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Watson. Cardenal scores. Williams moves to third. Thornton moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams scores. Thornton moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thornton tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Cubs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing takes first base on ball four. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Kessinger bunts towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Stone moves to second. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams is walked intentionally. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Stone moves to third. Williams moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morales is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sparing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morales. May reaches second base with a double. Metzger moves to third. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball towards right. Cardenal settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Cardenal. Metzger scores. May scores. Watson moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, Cubs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sparing takes first base on ball 4. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sparing moves to second. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparing covering, for the out. Helms moves to second. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from May and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardenal moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. May hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gross moves to third. Cesar Citino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Citino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Citino hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Frayling now pitching. Wilbur Howard pinch runs for Lee May. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. May hits a line drive towards left. Williams catches it and throws to first to double up Howard. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-3 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morales who is chasing the ball. Watson reaches third base with a triple. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. Rader is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Wilbur Howard now playing left field. Bob Watson now playing first base. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground to right field. Gross throws towards third. Rader fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rader. Cardenal goes all the way around to score. Williams moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. Ken Forge now pitching. Jim Tyrone pinch runs for Billy Williams. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton bunts, foul, towards the mound. Forsch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tyrone scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morales. The throw from May and he is out, Metzger applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Tyrone now playing left field. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Helms strikes out. One out. Bob Gallagher pinch hits for Ken Forsch. Bob Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Gallagher reaches second base with a double. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Zamora, and towards Sparing, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallagher moves to third. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gallagher scores. It's 6-4, Cubs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cedeno strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim York now pitching. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 3 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oscar Zamora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zamora bunts towards the mound. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. York fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard bunts towards the mound. Zamora fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardinal. May reaches second base with a double. Larry Milburn pinch runs for Milt May. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-4 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milburn scores. It's 6-5, Cubs. Jim Todd now pitching. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Todd covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Houston Astros, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.